This is Forum. I'm John Michaels, Public Affairs Radio Director. I'm going to be talking with Sam Trebilcock, who's a transportation planner, and Eric Meyerson, who is the general manager of the SAM, Sioux Area Metro. SAM is the short for Sioux Area Metro, or I guess the bus station, we can say, the bus stop for the bus. And how many buses do we have?
We have about 50 vehicles altogether. Half of them are paratransit and half are fixed route.
That's quite a few buses when you get right down to it to maintain them and to staff them. How many, if we were to look at the economic impact of the Sioux Area Metro, it really is a lot of jobs and a lot of money.
Well, we have 100 employees and an annual budget of
about $9 million.
A good economic impact for the city of Sioux Falls. One thing that people are a little bit aware of, but maybe not too knowledgeable about, is the fact that the federal government has been supporting the smaller communities with bus transportation aid. But recently, I think they've decided to move that money to the larger areas and the smaller communities like Sioux Falls. Sioux City just bought 4 buses, but they had to buy used buses from California. Mm-hmm. Because of those cutbacks.
Right.
And a used bus from California has got 250,000 miles on it.
Mm-hmm.
So are they coming out cheaper that way, or maintaining it's going to probably be more expensive?
Probably more expensive long term, but you don't have a choice when you can't afford to buy a new one.
And looking at the picture in the Sioux City Journal about that, they didn't have all of the things that you have as far as the wheelchair connections and the bike rack in the front. And one thing I got to say, Eric, is that the buses in Sioux Falls, and I'm riding them quite often now, there's no squeaks or rattles anywhere. Those things are solid.
They do a nice job taking care of them.
And they're clean. They're, you can't tell one from the other because they're all, they're familiar. And the riders on the bus, they all say thank you when they get on, get off. I had one girl get on and her dime didn't go through, and she went back because the dime was Canadian, so it didn't work. Mm-hmm. But I saw 3 people reach into their pockets to help her. And that's just kind of the ridership that we have in Sioux Falls. Well, let's get back to the routes. We have how many routes?
We have 12 routes, and all but one of them go to the downtown bus stop. And they run Monday through Saturday. On weekdays, they start at 5:45, and on Saturday, they start at 7:45 in the morning, and the service ends around 7 o'clock.
Well, PM. All you have to do is think about things, I guess, a little bit. The Minnesota training camp, we were going to pick up a bus from the Prairie bus line out by the Ramcota, I believe, on Friday. They were going to leave at 6:30 in the morning. Well, I figured I can take the bus downtown and catch the bus that goes out that way, but it would be pretty close. It leaves the terminal at 6:20. Well, I thought, maybe I'll just ask somebody. And sure enough, one of the guys here at the station that's going on the training camp bus with us, Chris Tubbs, he lives right on Sycamore as I do, so you get a ride with him.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is I could have taken the bus even that early for students now coming up. The Southwest or Southeastern Tech, I guess, is a big deal for you.
Yes. And we're hoping to expand that route to run all day. Currently, that route just makes a couple of trips in the morning, one trip in the middle of the day, and 2 trips in the evening rush hour. And we'd like that route to run all day so we could meet various class schedules.
Well, riding the bus can be fun.
Yes.
I took the bus downtown, and there was a half-hour wait for the particular bus that I wanted to take, so I just went over to Skelly's and had a beer. And that's what I'm saying is you don't have to think about it as more time. You spend your time differently.
Exactly. And same thing in the morning. There are new coffee houses about to open a block away from the station. So if you have some time to kill, you can just run over, grab a cup of coffee, and be all set to go when your bus leaves.
You can get a venti.
Exactly.
Well, Eric, now you're Sam, I guess, transportation planner. The future of the bus lines, of course, we're always expanding. Which way are we going to, more in the eastern side maybe of the city a little bit?
Well, we hope to, look at growing on all parts of our growth areas. And we put together a study to look at where we would expand our routes last year. And we're already, and Eric mentioned it already, that we're looking at on a Route 19, which heads out towards Southeast Tech. We'd like to expand that route out to the northwest area town. We don't have any services out there, kind of out to University Center, that area of where the new Walmart's being talked about. So hopefully next year, that's part of the proposed budget that the mayor has. We'd look at expanding service into that area. But we certainly want to look at expanding areas to the all segments of the community, southeast, northeast, and out to the west.
A lot of the large apartment complex density areas, I think, and also the where the not industrial, I would say, but the large population of workers, like Citibank and that industrial park, I guess, in that mm-hmm. sense, that connection. What about the airport? That's one place that you think that, you know, you wouldn't have to park your car in the long-term parking if you could take the bus to the airport. But I'm sure that's been brought up before.
Yes, and traditionally, cities our size or airports our size don't generate significant transit ridership because the people coming into the airport, they're often friends and family when they're being met. Business travelers will normally rent a car or someone from the office will pick them up. So the potential to get significant ridership is pretty limited at this point. A few towns have made it work because the bus happens to be going right by the airport, and we could do that, but right now, the way our routes are aligned, we really can't get that close.
Well, I figure you can save money if you take the route out to Citibank and then take the taxi to the airport rather than clear across town.
That's
yeah,
right.
And people who are mobile, you can actually ride up 4th Street and walk over the bridge, and it's only about a mile to the terminal from there.
And a lot of people take their bike, which they can on the mm-hmm. bus. You yeah. don't take it in the bus. You have the bike rack for two bikes on the front. It's real yeah. quick and easy, and a lot of people use that.
Yeah, you know, and that was really, we did that about 10 years ago. Added those on at a very limited cost. It didn't cost us much at all to add those racks. And we've just seen steady increasing usage of those. And a lot of times, you know, two bikes can be fit on there. And sometimes we'll see two bikes on there. And it's very, very frequently, I would say, especially during good times of the year, you'll see a bike on almost every bus.
Why put it on the top of your car to go to the bike path when you can take the bus? And leave the driving to them, I guess, is the old cliche the Greyhound used to use. I find riding the bus is that, yeah, you can look out the window and actually see where you're driving. You don't have to worry about driving. And the view, you know, looking sideways or and through the front of the bus is so much better than almost on a car because you're up a lot higher.
That's right, yeah.
So I enjoy riding the bus just around town sightseeing, and I get to places where I normally wouldn't drive.
Right.
So I see a lot of the town, you know, that I hadn't been to before, and I get surprised. Well, where'd that university come from? You know,
right.
Where'd that,
that's right.
that surgical building come from? I haven't been out there in a long time. So people live on the east probably never got over to the western part of the city much, and vice versa, you know, or downtown. But you have the downtown terminal where they can get from one bus to the other, and then you have the southwest center. Are you going to have any centers on the east or other hubs coming up?
Yeah, there will be. There will need to be, you know, just because it, like on the southwest area, those transfer stations are there because you can't have a route that goes for an hour and a half or 2 hours. So you have a transfer station, so that goes from the downtown to the southwest transfer station, and from there there's another route that goes from there. The same thing will happen on the southeast because your community is just growing too far out for your routes to be one route from
well,
the bus stop.
The routes from downtown to, say, Walmart and Louise are maybe once an hour, but you can catch the Route 11, go back up and catch the other bus that's maybe a half hour different.
Mm-hmm.
And save, like I say, if you really look at the routes, you can save yourself a lot of time. And I get across town now pretty easy in only a couple minutes between buses.
Yeah. Yeah. So you just got to figure out how to do it.
Well, it's once you get used to it. Now, everybody in Sioux Falls that grows up here thinks they got to drive a car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But people that come here from Houston or any big city or even Minneapolis or California, I was talking to one lady. She said, well, in Houston, they even take the price of the bus out of their paycheck.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And now, tell us what it costs for the bus.
Yeah, you know, the cost overall for the bus system.
Well, let's talk about the ridership. In other words, some yeah. would say, well, I haven't rode a bus before. Can I, what do I need? Do I need four quarters, or will a dollar bill work, or can I get change, or what?
Okay, the bus fare for adults, it's a dollar exact change, and you can pay it in any form with pennies or bills. For seniors, the fare is 50 cents. And for people with disabilities, the fare is 50 cents. And there's also a number of passes that can cut that cost down, a monthly pass, weekly pass and even a day pass. You can buy a day pass for $3, and it's good for unlimited rides for the entire day.
Well, that's what I got as a senior, 30 days for $12.50. I pay that much in parking tickets when I have to park downtown. I was spending $30 a week on gas.
Right.
And so I'm spending literally, you know, my van right now needs a $600 fuel pump. So I'm taking 30 days and say I'm just riding the bus.
Yep.
And it's nice out. It's warm out. I found how to get around. You know, I can get from downtown to 18th and Sycamore just as quick as I can drive it back.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because you don't have to worry about parking.
No.
Yeah, and doing all that, yeah.
You know, to keep from getting a parking ticket, I'd park way up by Lions Park, so I might as well just, you know, I can go down to Sunshine and catch the bus there. I left here at 5:43, got on the bus at 5:45, and I was at 18th and Sycamore at 5:53.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right. What I'm saying is we didn't. That's one that we didn't have to make any stops. We hit all the lights. You know, they do pretty good.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying is, now, what about if people have to get groceries? I found that, well, okay, you can get a couple bags at Sunshine, get on the bus every day. And here's a little trick that I found. I can get on 18th and Sycamore, put my bike on the bus, take the bus up to Hy-Vee on 33rd and Sycamore, and take my bike off. And then I get a bunch of groceries. I put all the bags on my bike rack, or my bike handlebars, because they got kind of horn handlebars on it. And it's all downhill back to where it is on 18th. So, like I say, if you use your head and think, it's interesting kind of the things you can do.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people, if they would look at it and just think about things a little differently, you know, and
what about
work.
What about students? So the school system's back up. Now they're going to have the school buses, but do some kids take the regular bus?
Largely high school students and some of the students in some of the private schools.
And, of course, now you can take the bus early in the morning, but 6:45 is kind of the last bus out of the terminal at night, right?
Yes.
You've been asked, I'm sure, before, because people that do come from other cities say they run all night or they run later at night.
Right.
And is that in the works at all?
Well, we've looked at it, and we've had a lot of people say that they'd love to see nighttime service, and they'd love to see Sunday service. All of it, of course, costs more money. And it's just a sense of being able to come up with that kind of additional money to make it work. I think eventually as the city grows, there's going to be more need for it, especially in certain areas of town. Right now we have nighttime service used from 8 to 10 with our paratransit service, but it's fairly limited service. And you have to call ahead, you know, a day ahead. And it's fairly expensive to our system. So we think the next generation of that eventually is going to be looking at nighttime service, and we'd love to do that.
Maybe you could get all the bars in town to sponsor that.
Yeah.
Because if you could go to a bar and not have to drive home, you know, that would save a lot of DWIs and a lot of accidents, and people could just, you know, get on the bus and go home. I guess there would be a lot of people that might use it. If you build it, they will come, I guess is what I'm saying. How do you measure that, though? You take some poll surveys or?
To determine how many people would use it. Well, I think we've looked at it in some of the highest serving routes.
Right. And traditionally, if a bus system has a very productive daytime route, it's going to do well in the evening. If you have a low productivity route during the day, odds are it won't do well at all in the evening.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of the downtown core area, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they get pretty busy.
Yes.
And but, you know, we do have shift workers now. We do have people working evening shifts and overnight shifts more than we ever did. Morrell's, Walmart's, a lot of the 24-hour stores. Here's another idea. Have a bus that goes to all of the Walgreens and Hy-Vees and Walmart's. Just make a circle around every hour. That way people could at least get from one side of town to the other if they wanted to.
Right. Well, and that's things we looked at. And just with some of our most productive route, you know, we've got Route 7, which has on the east side of town, is a real productive route. And, you know, just with that one, you know, you could probably gather that to get into the east side of town, you could do really well. But then there's other routes that we'd look at, too, at least in the core area.
Have you ever had a study where you know, people could say, well, how much money can you save if you rode the bus to work?
Yeah, AAA, I think, reports that it's around $6,000 a year if you can for each car that you don't operate. But we don't. We're so focused on our automobiles that we just give that as a given, and we aren't really looking at ways to reduce the need for the car.
Well, me as a senior, $12.50 a month, that's, what, $140 roughly a year. I could ride to work and back for a year for $140.
Yeah.
And then everywhere else I wanted to ride in between would be kind of free.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I mean. With a pass, you can ride as many buses as often as you want.
Yeah, and it really works well in a household that currently has multiple automobiles. If you can take one automobile out of the mix, save the $6,000, you can take one heck of a vacation.
Well, there's the license, besides the gas, the maintenance, the cost of the car. I do see a lot of young families where they maybe only have one car. And mom gets on with a stroller. You can get on with a stroller and the kids, and they're off to the park or wherever they want to go.
Yes.
And right. A lot of the people that work, like at the Burger Kings and that, they ride the bus.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. It is a part of our city, but getting people to give up their cars in Sioux Falls isn't easy.
Right. You know, and I think a lot of that's because, you know, we've yet to reach a point where our congestion is so much that it's inconveniencing people. Where they're willing to go to the bus.
All the more reason to ride the bus. You don't have to worry about the traffic.
Yeah. Well, and that's right. No, it is. It makes a lot of sense. It just people are really have an independent streak yet in this city, and they want their cars. It's almost a right.
And I find it doesn't take that much more time when you really get down to it.
Right.
If you know the bus routes, you know the times. And they're usually always on time. There's a five-minute play. You know, sometimes they have to stop and pick up a wheelchair or drop off or whichever. But in the wintertime, there's not very often that the buses don't run.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, the worst that'll happen is that they're on the streets that are plowed first, you know, on the emergency snow routes.
So, like I say, if you got a car that doesn't start very easy, if you live on a bus route, that's really a plus.
And you don't have to scrape your windshield. And this year we didn't cancel a single run because of the weather.
That's dependability, because they all the bus routes are pretty much an emergency route,
right?
And they get plowed all night.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Are you thinking of extending any of the routes?
Well, yeah, we are. I mean, the route that I just mentioned earlier, we're looking at Route 19 going out. Then, you know, a lot of it's really going to depend on our budget. And, you know, I think one of the important things to highlight is that the federal government has decreased, and you mentioned it earlier, John, that the same problems that Sioux City are having, and we're having the same problem. And in our case, it's with capital funding of our vehicles. And we used to get about $1 million a year. We're down probably less than $200,000 a year. With that, it's going to be very, very challenging for us to make up that gap. And then with that, we have increasing services that are demanded not just on our fixed route, but with our paratransit system. And that paratransit system is making it more difficult for us to be able to increase our fixed route services. So, and I don't know, we haven't really talked much about paratransit services. It's a very important service for people that cannot ride in the fixed route, usually people that are in wheelchairs or in some cases that are and aren't capable of getting around on the fixed route. But I think that's an important thing for us to point out to people, is that we do have some things going on with our budget right now, and you probably have heard about it and read about it in the news a little bit already, and that's that we need to prioritize, and we're prioritizing and hopefully looking at our core services so we can do what you're talking about. That's extending our fixed route services.
If the buses were to run in the evening, though, that would take a lot off the paratransit, the weight of that.
Well, you know, it would replace what we have in that nighttime service. It'd probably end up being a more expensive service, though. And so we would have to invest more. It's something, if we want that kind of service, I think the city's going to, and, you know, Eric and I talk about it a lot. If we want to be there, we're going to have to probably expend, be willing to do that.
Well, somebody who, you know, it's a real advantage for a lot of the people that are handicapped to be able to work until 8,
yes,
9, 10 o'clock at night.
Yes.
What do they have to pay to get a paratransit home after work if it's 10 o'clock at night?
Well, and
yeah,
that's,
after 8 o'clock, the that's the same fare for everybody. And it's a $4 flat fare on the paratransit. But prior to 8 o'clock in the evening, the paratransit fare is $2 for persons with ADA eligible disabilities.
No, I think private companies would charge $25 or more for something like that.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And so it is a really good deal. And it really benefits a lot of people that really need it, and we think it's a great service. But that's one of the reasons we added to our fixed route service quite a few years ago, and I don't know how many years ago it's been. Having it handicap accessible for wheelchairs, and so we're trying to get to the point of travel training a lot of people to be able to use the fixed route system, because we know that's a much more independent way to travel, and they can get all around town.
Well, we are a hospital town. Sanford, Avera, the surgical centers, the hospital industry in Sioux Falls is huge compared to, back when it was just Morrell's, back in the 60s and 70s. But a lot more people moved to Sioux Falls because of those medical facilities. So we do have probably a higher population of people needing handicapped assistance than maybe other cities our size.
Right.
But yet, yes, that brings a lot more economy to your town, too.
Yeah, no, it does. And I think that's part of the reason we do see a really significant uses of paratransit in this community. Eric's talked to me about the differences between the amount of usage in paratransit in this community than other communities in the nation, and it's pretty significant. And I think in part because of that, other parts of it is we've kind of gotten used to utilizing paratransit. It's in some ways it comes right to your door. You don't have to walk or wheel to the stop. But I think we have to start getting away from that and start utilizing the fixed route system more.
What about sponsorships? Maybe you could get Sanford to sponsor a couple buses, then Avera, of course, would want to sponsor.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Too.
Yeah, we'd love to do it. We've talked, with a number of employers in the past of doing that, and it's probably time to start looking at it again, yeah.
If somebody like Citibank wanted a bus at night, could they work with you to maybe a sponsorship or something to work something out for a nighttime bus to that area?
Absolutely, it wouldn't be a problem.
What about being a bus driver? Is kind of a fun job, I think. It's the pay's pretty good too, isn't it? I think there's a bus union.
Yes.
So they've got pretty good benefits.
And, yes.
And actually, being a bus driver's career, you've got some people probably have worked there quite a few years.
Yeah, we have very little turnover. It's a great job, great place to be, and people, like you said, we're very friendly, and it works out very well.
I remember Cramden of the the 50s TV show.
That's right. He was a bus driver.
Being a bus driver is kind of a you can be very social and get to meet a lot of people, and it's a good job. It's you get to see a lot of seasons and. Interesting stories. I bet they have a lot of stories they can tell.
Do they ever? And they're not stuck behind a desk all day, so you can have more independence than the most jobs offer.
Well, I ask this of everybody in the program: Are you hiring at any time?
Yes, we're hiring drivers. So if anyone's interested, definitely stop by the office at 500 West 6th and put in an application.
If people want, the internet does give a lot of information, but all they have to do is get on a bus and ride around, I guess, to find out what's going on. But the internet does give all the routes. It gives all of the stops, and mm-hmm. it's pretty kept up to date pretty much on everything.
Yes.
Just Google Sioux Falls Metro.
Yeah, our web address is siouxfalls.org/SAM, S-A-M.
Now, you've got a contest going on where they can win a month mm-hmm. pass or something like that. Tell us about that.
If people click on the web page, there's an opportunity to fill out a form, and if your name's drawn, you'd win a 30-day pass to ride SAM.
How much response do you usually get on something like that?
Well, this is a new program that we started today, so we'll have to see.
You hear it first, right? On this program. So that's an incentive to go to the website and just take a look. If you just have a day where you're not having to do anything and you want to go to a park or whichever, I think, Eric, yourself, you've taken a bike out to Arrowhead, haven't you? I think you mentioned before or something like that.
Yeah. One of the spurs of the bike path goes out. It starts on West 12th Street out past Marion Road at a really nice park there. And you can jump on route number 10 with your bike right out to Valley View and 12th Street.
That's at the Legacy Park area.
Legacy Park. Pedal over two blocks, and that's where the trail starts. And ride, get off anywhere around the main bike path near where your home is.
Or hop on another bus and yeah. Not have to worry about traffic.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. So you can ride the bike path, not have to worry about traffic. Even if you're just by yourself and want to, you don't have to worry about going back to get your car.
And it's a nice backup, too. If in an event you have bad luck and you have a flat tire, your bicycle break, just walk over to a bus stop, wait for the bus, and ride the bus back.
It only takes a second. You just pull the thing down, put the bike on, and it has a thing that comes up over your tire.
Yep.
It's that quick.
Yep.
And you're up on the bus. What the bus has been since the mid-70s, I think, right? I think they started the bus service back in the mid-70s, back when downtown was kind of a ghost town.
Yeah, there's been a lot of different renditions of the of bus service, but that's probably the modern bus service was probably, you were probably right, back in the mid-70s. But there's been, historical trolley service in Sioux Falls, and there's been a number of different private bus services that serviced, during World War II, some of our highest rates of bus ridership was during that time.
Well, Dave Dedrick used to, he's passed on now, but Captain 11.
Yeah.
Back in the 40s, he was at Coney Island downtown, where you could get a Milwaukee Coney Island for like 15 cents, and it was 10 cents back then. But they had a lot of the service guys from the radar base. They were sitting on the bus ready to go out to the Neptune Ballroom. Mm-hmm. They had a shuttle bus that went out there. Well, it sat there, and he thought, well, what the heck? He got on the bus, drove him out there, came back, and finished his coffee, and he said, he could tell it now because the time limit of stealing a bus is run out. But, yeah, if anyone in the service knows how to ride a bus.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the Navy, Air Force, you know how to get around on a bus pretty good. Well, the main thing is to get more ridership. You get more ridership, you get more people riding. What about the city employees? Is there any incentive to get them to leave their cars at home?
Well, we'd like to, look at it, and it's certainly been discussed. Some communities do that. And instead of, one program I know that happens is that you could, in some cities, that they'll say, instead of us giving you free parking, we'll give you the money that it would cost for that parking. And you don't get a parking spot anymore. So it's cashing out your parking benefit. And with that, then you could buy probably a bus pass, five times over, and then utilize the rest for something else.
Save $6,000.
Yeah, yeah, right.
A lot of people having to cut back, that's something that maybe they haven't thought about, but it's very real. Sioux Falls has an excellent bus system. You can get across town anywhere during the, early hours till 6:45 in the evening. You can get around anywhere in town, pretty much except the airport, but you can get to the colleges, even Globe University if you wanted to. You can get to the technical schools. Augustana's right on the bus route to University of Sioux Falls. So any young kid, they don't have to live in the dorm. They can live pretty much anywhere and ride the bus to school on a regular basis. Again, senior citizens, you get a 30-day pass for $12.50, and you can ride as many buses as you want for that 30 days.
Right.
And, sometimes I ride 6-7 buses a day. So
yeah.
I'm having fun looking at all the places and having a good time. So, Sam Shbilcock and Eric Meyerson of the SAM, S-A-M, Sioux Area Metro, we want to thank you very much for being here. Now, your website is?
SiouxFalls.org/SAM.
And your regular working hours for your office is?
We're open from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
And like I say, just for fun, the weather's nice, take a bus and try it out if you haven't. It's, I think once you get on the bus and ride around a little bit, I have a lot of fun. Sam, I want to thank you very much for being with us on Forum.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Thank you.
That wasn't hard.